All right, those of you receiving your first Holy Communion, I want you to come up. I'm going to have you have a seat here, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it is that you are preparing yourselves to receive today. So just kind of gather around, have a seat. Okay, you can sit wherever you want there, children. All right. It's an extraordinary year, because this year you receive two sacraments for the first time. Do you remember the name of the one you received earlier this year? What was the name of that one? Reconciliation. And in reconciliation, you had to confess your what? What do we call those? Just say it, guys. Sins. And in confessing your sins, God forgave them, right? Now, it's important for us to remember sins and what that is. It's a deliberate choice we make. It's a choice that we make. And in it, we hurt God, we hurt others, and we hurt ourselves. I'll give you an example today, okay? Here we go. Let's pretend Father Schuster's in the hallway of the school you're at. And you come in with this new pair of Nike shoes, and you're proud of them. They're still in the box. They were $200. Okay, and you're showing everybody your new shoes, and you say, I'm really proud of these shoes. Really proud of them. The bell rings. Time to go to class. So what do? You take the shoes, you put them in your locker, close your locker, and off you go to class. Okay? Hallways are empty. Well, once you know it, Father Schuster needs a new pair of shoes. So what does he do? He goes to your locker, he opens it. And in there he looks at him and he goes, this is my lucky day. They're the same size as mine. These fit me. Okay? So I do this. I look up and down the hallway. I don't see anybody. I grab the shoes and I run out of the school. I get out the door and I say, nobody caught me. Well, here's the kicker to it. Yeah, nobody was in the hallway, but principal had his shade up in his office, and he could see through the window, and he could see what I had done. All right, bell rings, class is over, you come back, go to your locker, shoes are gone. And you go, what happened to my shoes? The principal does this. You go into the principal's office, and he says this, Father Schuster stole your shoes. Now, how would you feel about what I did? Be honest. How would you feel if you learned that I stole your shoes? How would you feel? Say it. Sad, angry, mad, right? Well, let's just say the principal was so disappointed, he calls in the police. You know, he takes a report, and it's put in the paper. Father Schuster came to the school and stole a pair of shoes. Now, could you imagine how quickly that would get around town? Okay? Now, all of a sudden, I'm caught. And when we get caught, how do we feel inside? How do you feel? Sad. It hurts, doesn't it? Remember what I said. When we sin, it hurts God, right? It offends God. And indeed it does, because we broke a commandment. What was the commandment I broke? Thou shalt not what? Say it, kids. Steal. Very good. We also hurt other people in that. Notice how you felt when I took your shoes. Mad, sad, angry. Could you imagine how other people would think when they read that? Father Schuster's a thief, and he preaches that we shouldn't do this? You're going to think, what kind of priest is this? And notice how it hurts us too, right? Because we've been caught. You've been there, kids, maybe in different ways, but it hurts in here, doesn't it? Okay? But remember, the power of reconciliation is God forgives us. That's the beauty of it. Okay? That's the beauty of it. Now, let's get to the point of why there's this pain in here. What sacrament do you receive today? What do we call this one? Your first what? Say it. First communion. Remember, communion is the word that we become one. We become a communion of one. Okay? Okay, we become that great communion. So fill in the blank for me today. When you receive your first Holy Communion, the bread and wine become the blank and blank. Say it. Of who? Jesus, that's right. Don't say yourselves, don't say Father Schuster, no one, it's Jesus. It's Jesus, right? All right, if it was me, I'd tell you, don't take it. But it's Jesus. So do you hear what you're saying now? Here it is. Here it is. You receive Jesus. And that means Jesus is in you. And being in you, he speaks to you. So when you do something bad, make a bad choice, what does he tell you inside that you've done wrong? So does that mean you're happy in here or sad? Sad. It hurts, doesn't it? Okay? But if you do something very well or very good, how do you feel inside? That's because Jesus is in you. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. Okay? Because you receive him. And being here, he speaks. All right. But remember this. You receive him, but we also heard in the gospel of today, Jesus opens the scriptures to understand him. So we have to understand, we may know how we feel when we've done well, when we haven't done well, but Jesus has taught us what to do. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Name for me some things that Jesus has taught us to do. Some simple things. What are some things that he's asked us to do? Think about it. Should I help you with one? Does he want you to get mad or forgive people? There you go. Give me some other examples. Be nice to people. Don't push, don't shove, don't say mean things. Good. What else? Yeah, exactly. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Mean that too. Mean that too. Okay? So if that means if somebody hurts you, should you forgive them? Yeah, because we want to be forgiven. Does this mean that you share things or you hoard them? Yeah, hoard them means it's mine. All right? But you share them. That's what we're called to do. Jesus has taught these things. He's taught us breaking open the word like we just did. Okay? And now when you receive him, he tells you how you're doing. If you're doing well or if you're not doing so well. Okay? So you're ready to receive your first communion today? All right. Now, do you remember the story I shared with the other day about where I got my shot? Shh. That's our secret. Okay? That's a secret. That we keep amongst ourselves, okay? But remember when the doctor got done giving me the shot because of my earache on the day of my first communion, remember what he said. Peter, I want you to pray for me today because Jesus would never, ever refuse hearing the prayer of someone receiving their first Holy Communion. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. Here in a moment, I'll tell you to go back to your pews. Would you do it? Pray for us. Would you do that for us? Just pray for all of us today because God's going to hear you. He would never refuse hearing your prayer today. And we'll promise you this. We'll say a prayer for you too. We'll pray for you too. Okay? Sound fair? All right? Let's get to it. Would you head back to your pews? Pray for us. And let's pray for these children today too. Say we ready ourselves to receive the body and blood of Jesus for the very first time.